Morning. Welcome to Big Jim's house with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan.
Hey, would somebody let Tito out?
We can do that. It's 60 degrees right now, and that's about it. Temps are going to drop a little bit. 58 for a high today. Nothing wrong with that. I'm on Twitter this morning, Aaron, looking at some of the Game of Thrones response. People complaining or happy about it. Verlander posted something. It's pretty good. Dear Game of Thrones, after almost a decade, this feels like an S-word. Can't say it on the radio. Breakup. So many fond memories early on, but in the end, you were just going through the motions. I didn't even cry when we ended. Not even a little.
I second that motion.
I was gonna say, that's what you were saying in the office this morning. You're like, meh. Whatever.
And that's the thing. I specifically took a nap yesterday so I could stay up late to watch the finale.
And it was a... Was it a big wah-wah?
It was... It didn't end how I thought it should have, I suppose.
Well, I put a picture up on our Facebook page of how it ended. If you want to see the final scene, it's shocking. But if you want to see what happened to Jon Snow, you can look at it.
I know I'm not the only one that feels that way, though, because even like one of our colleagues from our sister station, we were in the kitchen.
Oh, I can hear you two, and they're railing about it this morning. I'm walking, I'm like, what's going on?
That will be like the general conversation I feel in the majority of workplaces this Monday morning.
If you're not very focused this morning, just go to that change.org thing they did for the people protesting season 8 with over a million people that have signed it. Some of the comments are like, wow, relax. Anyway, let me see. We got a lot to get to this morning. We got to talk about this, what happened in a classroom. We'll get to this around 6:25. A mom took bullying into her own hands. Now, I want to see if you guys think this is cool or if it's crazy. Because it's a little bit of both, but we'll get into it. A mom decided to take bullying in her own hands. We'll do that around right around 6:25. But what's coming up in sports here, Aaron?
Well, we have a repeat winner in golf, rain ruined baseball, and the NBA and NHL playoffs roll on.
And Game of Thrones?
Meh.
He's another CSX.
CSX Big Jim's house, 6:25. How are the roads looking this morning, Aaron?
Actually, so far, so good.
Okay, good. That's a good omen. 59 degrees right now. That's it for a high. Partly cloudy. Right around 59 for a high tomorrow and Wednesday. Mid-60s expected. Now, we want to talk about this. We want your guys' input on this if this mom went too far. Now, we'll text you the whole video. Warning, there's some language at the front of it. She drops an F-bomb. She dropped an F-bomb in class, right, in the beginning of it, just so you know.
Oh.
Yeah. So we'll send it to you, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
Mom.
And since Aaron is the show mom, we do have audio of Aaron from a couple of years ago at a PTA meeting when she was collecting.
Yeah, that's what happens, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what happens. Where's my money? You going to give me my money? Where's my money, man?
Wow, Aaron.
No.
Just forgetting PTA dues. Before I play the clip, did this mom go too far?
Yes.
Okay. Her middle school student was being bullied. So she decided to take matters into her own hands.
Middle school. So what age are we looking at? Because I'm looking at
between
the video.
6th and 8th, 6th and 9th. So you're talking
12 to 13?
No, 12 to 15 in that window somewhere.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. So she goes to the classroom. This is her in the classroom talking to the other kids.
If y'all bully my daughter, if you look at her the wrong way, if you breathe the wrong way, leave my daughter alone, and I'm not going to say it again. If I have to go to every class, I'll do that. And I'm letting you know right now, any mom, any sister can catch these hands, okay? No messages online, don't post nothing about her, none of that. Y'all think y'all bullies? I'm the big bully, okay? Let that be known and understand that. Leave my daughter alone, and I mean it.
That's just part of it that we could pull.
Mm-mm.
The teacher is sitting to her right. The teacher is letting her do this as she's standing up in front of the class. Somebody filmed her. There's so much to this. I'm 248-398-WCSX. Do you think this mom was right, taking matters into her own hand and going to the school, or did she go way too far?
The key word is mom, M-O-M, if you want to see it first. Here's the thing, though. Why go to the classroom? If this was an ongoing issue, wouldn't you schedule a sit-down with the principal or the counselors or...
Because, you know, I'll playing devil's advocate here. We've all been there where sometimes you feel like administrators aren't looking out for your kids or whatever, and you just get fired up and emotional and you want to go to... But she had to get into the school, right, sign in.
Yeah.
She had to go into the classroom, had to get permission to speak to the class. I don't even know how that happens. You don't just walk up, I'd like to talk to my kids' class. Come on in, Aaron. I mean, and then just lets it go in this video. I mean, dropping F-bombs, right? She took her earrings out. She was ready to go. She was ready to go to protect her daughter.
That's crazy. Look, I was bullied and stuff too, but my mama didn't do nothing like that.
That you know of.
No, she didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, that you know of. I don't trust your mom. Your mom's way too tough.
She's listening right now.
I know.
Don't make her drive up here.
Why do you think I'm trying to be nice? I don't want to cross her. You don't think your mom, if something, she wouldn't go to school and do that?
Not to the classroom, but I mean, we had incidents like that, and we did the appropriate thing, not, you know, confront a bunch of 12-year-olds in the classroom.
You mean you'd go tell them to get their shine box, and then you'd whack them later on? Is that what? Can I even joke about that?
Enough with the Italian jokes, honestly.
Okay, all right. Just saying. 248-398-WCSX, what do you think? Did this mom go too far? I love your mom, by the way. Love you. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. About 15 minutes from now, your first name, workforce, cash $100. If you haven't signed up, it is super simple. All you got to do is
text the keyword work to 248-398-9279. We'll send you a link. You fill it out, and then you listen for your name, and you can walk away with some cash. We do have one road problem we just picked up. Westbound 96 at Outer Drive. Crash there, blocking the left shoulder and left lane, so allow yourself some extra time.
Hey, if you just joined us this morning, hi, 58 for a high. It's 58 degrees right now, mid-60s tomorrow and Wednesday. We're talking about the mom in California who said,
not today.
We all deal with bullying. Bullying is a national thing. It's always been an issue, but it's even more so now. And this mom went to her daughter's classroom in middle school and basically threatened all the students and their parents. We have video of the whole thing. Warning, some not safe for work language. If you want to see it, we would love to send it to you. Of course, the key word there is
mom.
Not today.
But we've been talking about it. What do you think? Did she go too far? 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. I don't remember ever having a parent in class other than like elementary school when they brought cupcakes. I don't remember in middle school seeing a parent walk into the class. And the teacher's right there, by the way, when you see the video.
And that's the other issue I have.
Oh, the teacher. You know what, though? That's why there's so much more to this story that we need to know. How long was the bullying going on? It's towards the end of the year, so maybe it's something that this mom's been putting up with all year, and no one at the school had done anything. Right? I mean, you can read into this 20 different ways. I know my dad, knowing him the way I did growing up, if I was getting bullied, he would have gone to school and barked at the principal about it. Absolutely. Your mom would have said something to the administrators, right?
Yeah, it would have been the administrator. She wouldn't have came to the classroom. And I was bullied a lot because I was overweight, right? And then my one daughter, we had issues, too, with her being bullied. But there's just a certain protocol. You can't swear at a bunch of little kids. Just can't.
She's trying to. She wants to throw. I'm telling you, man, the video is insane. Keyword mom. Peggy in Ann Arbor. Hi, Peggy.
Hi.
So what do you think about this mom going into the classroom and calling out a bunch of little kids?
I don't really think it was the right thing to do, but I can totally see where she's coming from.
Oh, amen to that.
I went through it with my son in middle school, and the administrators do not, especially not in the school that he was in, they were not willing to help me. They were telling me that I was enabling him to be the type of person that he was, to be bullied, that kind of stuff.
Oh.
He was, he later was diagnosed with depression and anxiety, and he was close to being suicidal towards the end of middle school.
You know, Peggy, something that we've talked about before in the show, the difference between anyone who says bullying, we were always bullied as kids, not like this, because when I left school, if someone was hassling me, I didn't have to deal with them. With social media, I can follow you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and make your life hell.
Right.
How's your boy doing
now?
I ended up
pulling him out of high school and putting him in an early college alliance at Eastern Michigan University.
Yeah.
And it was like night and day.
Well, yeah, because you don't have that pressure anymore. You just...
Right.
I'm sorry you had to go through that, Peggy.
Yeah, it's bad. It's, I came really close to getting in the classroom and doing that. But I would never... I didn't have the nerve to do stuff like that. I did talk to the teachers pretty roughly at times, but it was needed.
Yeah.
Because they just weren't doing what they were supposed to be doing.
Well, Peggy, thanks for the call. CSX Big Jim's House, 709. Is this Arlene?
Hey, good morning. Happy Monday.
Yay!
Happy Monday for you. You got $100.
Well, I know. What a way to start a Monday.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, you're on the workforce, so that means you got $100. And if the 8 o'clock person doesn't call back, you're going to go to?
$200.
Hey. All right. Hey, Okay, that sounds wonderful. I'm happy with one. That's more than I make in an hour at work.
Look at her.
There you go.
Love your attitude this morning. Arlene, hold on. We're going to get your info, and we appreciate you listening to CSX.
Super. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, there she goes. Again, if you haven't signed up, keyword is...
Work. Yeah. Just text that into 248-398-9279. We send you a link. You click on the link. You get yourself signed up, and you can be like our friend Arlene.
Okay, issues on the road this morning, Aaron?
Yep, westbound 96 Express at Outer Drive. We do have a crash that's blocking several lanes there. Starting to see a slow go. 75 southbound, heading through Waterford into, you know, your normal traffic, but because of that construction zone, it's just stop and go. And then up in St. Clair, and I actually came through there yesterday, westbound 94 right at Fred Moore, there's an accident blocking the red lane or the right lane, so there's tons of delays, but that was a construction zone yesterday, so there's only one lane to begin with.
Oh, good times.
No.
Yeah, so it's our orange barrel time of year. I was thinking about this. This video came out of this high school kid. Is high school or college? I don't remember, but he's graduating. And as he's walking across, he decides to do a flip on stage. I've seen people do this, like in graduations, but he failed. He big time. Here's the sound.
Putinami Dmitry Empty Sofa.
So bad. The video we have posted, just because we want to encourage your kids to not do that when they graduate, the key word is...
Flip. We should have made it fail.
We should have. Can he get in trouble for doing that?
I don't know. Well, that's the thing. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the school rules were for graduation etiquette.
They normally tell you just get up there and get your diploma, get off the stage, right? I don't think they tell you, like, you know, no breakdancing or doing flips or anything. 248-398-WCSX. Here's my question. Did you or someone you know get in so much trouble their senior year they almost didn't graduate? And what did they do?
That's a good question.
Because I keep thinking about this guy when he's walking across the stage.
Putinami Dmitry Empty Sofa.
Not even close when he did that. You were a good girl in high school, so I'd imagine you never had an issue like that.
What, not graduating or flipping on stage?
Either or. Not graduating because you got in trouble?
No, I failed algebra 3 times, though, and had to go to summer school.
I have seen you try math somewhere. So supportive, but
that doesn't surprise you.
It does not. Nobody even blinked on that one. 248-398-WCSX. You or somebody know, you got in so much trouble that they almost didn't graduate. Like, I think this guy's in a lot of trouble. And we did put it to music, though. I think it sounds better if you use it with music.
Putinami Dmitry Empty Sofa. Putinami Dmitry Empty Sofa. Putinami Dmitry Empty Sofa.
Yeah, it works. Okay, 248-398-WCSX. What did you or someone you know get in so much trouble for they almost didn't make it to graduation, like the knucklehead doing the flip? Again, if you want to see the video, we'll send it to you. The keyword is...
Flip!
CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 724, 57 degrees. That's it. That's what it's going to be today. Mid-60s tomorrow and Wednesday. Beautiful outside right now. Issues on the road, Aaron?
We do have a couple problems. Westbound 94 in the St. Clair area, right at Fred Moore Highway. There's a crash there, and it's causing some major delays because there's only one lane to begin with because of construction. We did have that crash westbound 96 right at Outer Drive. They just cleared it out, but still a slow go through there. And then eastbound 96 just after the Spencer Road exit, the right lane is blocked due to an accident as well.
Okay, coming up in about 10 minutes here, how would you like to win $1,000 just for playing trivia? We'll give you all the details. We want to get back to, we found this video of this kid who wanted to do a backflip while he was going up to get his diploma. And he...
epically failed?
His legs go flying. I don't even know. He never even made it 180, and he was done.
He just got scorpioned.
Got scorpioned.
Yeah.
So we were wondering if this guy's going to get in trouble for doing that while he was crossing at the commencement address. And did you ever get in trouble in high school or wherever that maybe you almost didn't make it to graduation? It's that time of year where we scramble and make sure you got everything done. 248-398-WCSX. Go ahead.
All right. They had a class where you actually got credit for it called Office Assistant, where you got to work in the office with the administration staff.
Oh, okay.
I did that. Only it occurred to me, hey, I can help my buddies out. I got my friends out. So I started checking my friends out for the day on attendance, writing down, so-and-so's mom called, and he's got a doctor's appointment. And after I started letting all my friends off, they caught on to me.
Oh.
Out of that class. Had to go to night school to finish my four credit.
Oops.
Yeah, but you were the most popular guy in school for a little while when you could pull the trigger on something like that. Yeah, you were the man.
I had all kinds of friends. Somebody even bribed me, like, hey, you know, I got your lunch today.
Nice.
That's cool.
Can you help me out?
No, I mean, for kids listening, wrong. That's wrong. It's nice. It's really cool.
All right, way to make that work for you, man.
What's your name?
Larry.
All right, Larry. Thanks, bud.
Yep, bye.
I was in middle school. I was the first guy to figure out how to write like my dad. I could do the block lettering just like my dad did. I wrote notes in seventh grade. Oh, yeah. Epic lunches. It was 1980. Gotta wait till the end. You gotta wait till the end of Rockin' Man. All right, Big Jim's House, 7:39. Big week here at the radio station. Thursday night, a big old night of live trivia that we're calling
Battle of the Burbs Live.
Now, if you've never played Battle of the Burbs, simple trivia game. We'll play one a little bit later on this morning. Three questions every morning. We just have some trivia. Local stuff, national stuff, whatever's going on. And then you can win some great prizes. But on Thursday night, the grand prize is
$1,000 for the first place team. Then it's $750 for the second place team and $500 for the first place team. And there's even more.
Yeah, we got all sorts of stuff. Now, we want this to be a big party. Say thanks to you for listening to Big Jim's House and CSX. So, it's absolutely free for teams of four for Thursday night. It goes from 6 to 9. We will have you home by 10 o'clock, no matter where you live in the Motor City. That's not an excuse. Downriver, you're killing me, Smalls. East Side's already filled up. It's done. West Side, Downriver, we're getting West Side people. Downriver, you're kind of lagging behind here.
But it, you know what? No, honestly, it doesn't matter where you're from. We just want you to come play, so just sign up for one of those teams. Who cares?
No, we're not going to check your ID or anything. Are we checking ID at the door? I don't think so.
No, you're still going to get an exclusive WCSX trivia t-shirt, which they look really cool. We're going to give you tickets to see Eddie Money, and we're going to buy your first drink.
Seriously, you guys catch all that? And it's a huge party. Wait till you see this thing. Words cannot describe how crazy it's going to be on Thursday night. It is the biggest trivia game ever in the Motor City. We're going to do it with you at the Emerald of Mount Clemens. So, if you want to text us, we'll send you the link where you can sign up. Downriver, Renija, and Westside as well. 248-398-WCSX. Keyword is
trivia. So, just hypothetically speaking, if you're an Eastside person and you didn't get signed up, you can still play. Just sign up for one of the other teams. Who cares? We just want you there.
We like to ask for forgiveness, then permission. Or just call us right now. We'll even walk you through it there. Ryan, you ready to answer the phones? We're doing like the telethon thing. Or let's make all the phones ring in the Motor City.
Woo!
Yeah. 248-398-9279. It's going to be a big time on Thursday night. Mom and Dad, a big bounce house coming up in minutes. You're going to love that. What's going on the roads, Aaron?
We do have a problem. Eastbound 96, just after Spencer Road, exit 147. That's blocking the right lane. Then we had that crash in St. Clair. Westbound 94 at Fredmore Highway. It is blocking the right lane. It looks like things are starting to move really good through that area, though.
All right. Big Bounce America. What is it? Mom, Dad, your kids need this for the summer. We'll give it to you next.
Here's another CSX classic concert event. Finally. The Who is moving on. Get set for a true Who experience like never before.
CSX Big Jim's House. We're talking to the studio. I want to hear from folks. What's the most you or someone you know has ever won? I don't care what it is. If it's horse racing, casinos, whatever, lottery, whatever. 248-398-WCSX. We'll explain why we're asking this question. What is the most somebody you know or you has ever won at anything? We want to hear from you. 248-398-9279. Issues on the road this morning, Aaron?
We do have some problems. Eastbound 96 at Middle Belt. There's a crash off the left shoulder, and we have a problem now. Westbound 696 at Woodward. That's already contributing to a slow go through that stretch.
Robert Curon from Rochester, you got a little bit of time left to get in here for our for Workforce Cash $100. Okay. Here's why I was asking the question about how much money have you or someone you know, has they ever won? Anything. Casinos, lottery, horse racing. I don't know. I'm just curious because we're giving away $1,000 on Thursday night. With Battle of the Burbs Live, our live trivia game we're doing at Emerald Theater in Mount Clemens.
Well, really, not just $1,000. We're giving away $1,000, then $750, then $500.
Right. So either way, some of you, three teams are going to walk out of there with huge money, and we still got plenty of room. Downriver, Westside, we don't care. If you want to get in, get in. All you have to do is text us. The keyword is
trivia.
Okay? And we'll get you in there absolutely free. Just our way of saying thank you. But our young producer, our millennial boy here, Ryan, comes in, and we were talking about winning money. My dad hit on trifecta or something when I was a kid at the track once, and he won a couple grand. I seem to remember that. Well, you were telling us a story about... No, go ahead.
A friend of the family's was in Canada at Caesars Windsor and won $120,000 off of a slot machine.
Whoa!
But the funniest part was that they couldn't take it all back home with them at once. They had to open up a Canadian bank account and go every weekend and bring back 10 grand at a
Shut
time.
Shut up. Yeah, are you serious?
Actually, it's $9,999 at a time.
Yep.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. No, I'm serious. 100%. You can only bring up to 10 grand in the country at a time.
So for 12 weeks, for 3 months, basically, they had to go back and forth every weekend to get there with their winnings.
With 10 grand in their pocket.
No way. I have never heard that. I didn't know.
You didn't know?
You know, being a Canadian, you'd think I would know that. But
When I immigrated back to the U.S. from living overseas all those years, you're only allowed to bring X amount of dollars cash into the country.
No way.
Yes. So you have to get crafty and figure out how to.
Okay. That's a crazy story, though. 120 grand on one pull.
Yep.
Well, there you go. Well, we don't have that much. We do have a grand for Thursday night, though. Nothing wrong. Nothing to shake a stick at. 248-398-WCSX, though. What was the most money you or someone you know was ever won? I had a friend of mine, and his friend Raymond was like this really good blackjack player, and he would take him to like casinos in Vegas. And it was weird because the guy could just like read the cards. And they were really going through like a family squabble at the time. So it was tough on him, and it was tough on both of them. But eventually, they actually kind of respect each other. He won a ton of money, and they got kicked out of the casinos.
And then they went home and watched Judge Wapner.
You know him! Oh, wow!
Right now, during the Ram Bigger Things sales side, west side, downriver, it's time for the Battle of the Burbs in Big Jim's house.
Players on the phone for Grand Prix tickets. Everybody ready to go?
Yeah.
It's a true game.
Okie dokie. We got Mike representing the east side. We have Nick representing the west side. And we have Linda representing downriver. Mike, if you know the answer, you'll yell out east. Nick, you'll yell out west. Linda, you'll yell out down. Do not answer until you are called upon, and make sure you're extra loud so everyone can hear you, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go.
Like, that was almost teacher-like. You scared us for a second, Aaron.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was very teacher-like. Okay, here we go.
Question number one. 20 years ago today, Jar Jar Binks, Skywalker, and Vader returned to the big screen in Phantom Menace, part of this film franchise.
East.
Mike, what's the answer?
Star Wars.
That's right. And in my best Jar Jar Binks voice,
Misa think that movie sucked butt.
Okay, here we go. Question number two. A popsicle version of this rainbow candy is hitting the store shelves in time for summer.
East.
Mike for the win.
Bomb Pop.
Not Bomb Pops. No.
West.
Nick.
Rocket.
No. It's a rainbow candy, a popsicle version of it hitting the store shelves in time for summer.
Down.
Go ahead, Linda.
Skittles?
There it is.
There we go.
Lisa T. Linda got to answer right.
I got to stop at the Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah,
sorry.
You really just, no. Okay. All right, here we go. Question number three. Simon Pagenaud has taken the poll for this great American race.
West.
Nick.
Preakness.
Not the Preakness.
Down.
Linda, what is it?
The Le Mans.
Not the Le Mans. Nope.
East.
Go ahead, Mike.
Daytona 500.
Not the Daytona 500. The correct answer is the Indy 500.
All right, here we go. I now know when I get a horse, I'm going to name it Simon Pagenaud.
You should. You're already stalking the guy. Okay. Here's our tiebreaker between Mike and Linda. Here we go. Live trivia takes place on Thursday with Big Jim's house in Mount Clemens. If you attend, you get tickets to see this 2 tickets to Paradise Rocker.
Down.
Linda for the win.
Eddie Money.
Hey, Linda, you're going to the Detroit Grand Prix. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's right. Misa thinks you're going to see the fast cars with the Jar Jar Binks.
Maybe one will run him over while they're at it.
Misa going to get run over.
All right, Linda, you got to give us a downriver.
Go downriver.
There you go, downriver. Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. heard only in Big Jim's House on 94.7 WCSX.
Is this Melinda?
This is.
Woo! Melinda Reynolds from Wixom. You just won yourself $100, yes! And you could win, yes, more throughout the day.
Yes! All right. Thank,
nice,
you.
Yes. Are you working at home? Where are you?
I'm at work.
I apologize for the way I said that. Where are you, Melinda? Where are you? It was a bit of a stalker move there. I apologize. Okay. Now, where do you work?
I'm helping everyone. Oh. I work in a nonprofit association.
Well, you've got $100 so far, and then you can keep going, okay, if nobody calls at 10, okay?
I'm hoping for the lollygaggers.
Lollygaggers. Larry, lollygaggers. I love her. Oh, wait a minute. She wins money, listens to CSX, and appreciates Bull Durham.
Okay. That's right.
Yeah, you're nice. Okay, Melinda, hold on.
Okay, thanks.
You lollygag the ball around the infield. You lollygag your way down to first. You lollygag in and out of the dugout. Do you know what that makes you?
Larry.
Lollygaggers.
Lollygaggers. If you ever hear me saying Larry, that's why I say Larry the way I do on the air when someone calls up. It's always Aaron. I'm sure Aaron's just thrilled with it after 2 years of this. Larry!
No, because I love that movie. I haven't gotten sick of it yet.
Bull Durham, greatness, man. Just checking the calendar. And by the way, there's a pretty good rain rolling through the Oak Park area right now. Be careful out there. I don't even check. Roads still bad, those issues from earlier?
Oh, yeah. We have lots of problems. Westbound 94. After 194, it's that you don't even want to go in that direction. Just saying. Eastbound 94 at Connor. That's also a big problem this morning. Heading into the out of the downtown area towards Port Huron. That looks like three lanes are blocked at this current time, and there are emergency crews on the scene. Northbound M39 at the Lodge, that one was blocking pretty much the whole highway. Now it's just blocking two lanes.
Okay, we were just checking the calendar. We got so much going on. This Thursday, of course, our Battle of the Burbs Live. It's a big trivia event, $1,000 grand prize. We're just going to have a ton of fun with that one. If you want to get signed up, we still need teams down River West Side. You can just sign up. It's absolutely free. We're not going to tell everybody. Maybe you got an aunt who lives downriver, or you've shopped at Art Van and Taylor before. Who cares?
We just want you to play. It doesn't matter what side of town you're from. Just come, get yourself signed up. Come on down. Have a great time with us. Not only do you have a chance to win all kinds of money, but we're going to give you tickets to see Eddie Money. We're going to hook you up with a really cool T-shirt.
Yes.
And we're going to buy your first drink. We just want to party.
6 to 9 on Thursday night. So we're going to be doing that now at the Emerald in Mount Clemens. And then 2 weeks from that Thursday, the first of 6 Bob Seger shows at Pine Knob. It's coming up quick. So if you haven't gotten your Seeger shirts, our State of Seeger shirts, I know we're throwing a lot at you, but there's a lot going on. We want to make sure you get in on this. All you need to do is email us, and the best way is we'll send you the link. Of course, the keyword for that one is
Seeger, S-E-G-E-R.
I told you, man, a lot going on this radio station. We'll be right back. Is this Melinda?
This is.
Woo! Melinda Reynolds from Wixom. You just won yourself $100, yes! And you could win, yes, more throughout the day.
Yes! All right, thank,
nice,
you.
Yes! Are you working at home? Where are you?
I'm at work.
I apologize for the way I said that. Where are you, Melinda? Where are you? It was a bit of a stalker move there. I apologize. Okay, now, where do you work?
I'm helping everyone. Oh, I work in a nonprofit association.
Well, you've got $100 so far, and then you can keep going, okay, if nobody calls at 10, okay?
I'm hoping for the lollygaggers.
Lollygaggers. Larry, lollygaggers. I love her. Oh, wait a minute. She wins money, listens to CSX, and appreciates Bull Durham.
Okay. That's right.
Yeah, you're nice. Okay, Melinda, hold on.
Okay, thanks.
You lollygag the ball around the infield. You lollygag your way down to first. You lollygag in and out of the dugout. Do you know what that makes you?
Larry.
Lollygaggers.
If you ever hear me say Larry, that's why I say Larry the way I do on the air when someone calls up. It's always Aaron. I'm sure Aaron's just thrilled with it after 2 years of this. Larry!
No, because I love that movie. I haven't gotten sick of it yet.
Bull Durham, greatness, man. Just checking the calendar. And by the way, there's a pretty good rain rolling through the Oak Park area right now. Be careful out there. I don't even check. Roads still bad, those issues from earlier?
Oh, yeah. We have lots of problems. Westbound 94. After 194, it's that you don't even want to go in that direction. Just saying. Eastbound 94 at Connor. That's also a big problem this morning. Heading into out of the downtown area towards Port Huron. That looks like three lanes are blocked at this current time, and there are emergency crews on the scene. Northbound M39 at the Lodge, that one was blocking pretty much the whole highway. Now it's just blocking two lanes.
Okay, we were just checking the calendar. We got so much going on. This Thursday, of course, our Battle of the Burbs Live. It's a big trivia event, $1,000 grand prize. We're just going to have a ton of fun with that one. If you want to get signed up, we still need teams down River West Side. You could just sign up. It's absolutely free. We're not going to tell everybody. Maybe you got an aunt who lives downriver, or you've shopped at Art Van and Taylor before. Who cares?
We just want you to play. It doesn't matter what side of town you're from. Just come, get yourself signed up. Come on down. Have a great time with us. Not only do you have a chance to win all kinds of money, but we're going to give you tickets to see Eddie Money. We're going to hook you up with a really cool t-shirt.
Yes.
And we're going to buy your first drink. We just want to party.
6 to 9 on Thursday night. So we're going to be doing that now at the Emerald in Mount Clemens. And then 2 weeks from that Thursday, the first of 6 Bob Seger shows at Pine Knob. It's coming up quick. So if you haven't gotten your Seeger shirts, our State of Seeger shirts, I know we're throwing a lot at you, but there's a lot going on. We want to make sure you get in on this. All you need to do is email us, and the best way is we'll send you the link. Of course, the keyword for that one is
Seeger, S-E-G-E-R.
I told you, man, a lot going on this radio station. We'll be right back. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, Monday morning, and we need a cow.
For what?
Well, I'll explain next, but if anyone has a spare cow they can loan us, can you have a cow in your backyard?
I don't know. I guess it depends on the city ordinance.
We need a cow. If anyone has a cow, we'll explain why next. Sex, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, wrapping up the show. Julene coming in next. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Boy, we got a big response for the bounce house tickets at 7:45.
Because it's not just any bounce house.
It's a world record. It's in a Guinness. It's in Guinness, right?
It is. It's the world's largest inflatable bounce house, and we have family 4-packs of those. But, you know, I went down the rabbit hole and went on their website.
Yes.
It's not just a giant bounce house. They have like this other inflatable obstacle course, and then this giant space thing with like a maze. It's all inflatable. It is amazing.
They have DJs and all sorts of stuff. Yeah, so we'll do that every morning this week at 7:45. We do need a cow. I'm still waiting to find out about this. This involves our producer, Ryan. It's been a while since we've done anything with Ryan, kind of a morning show, a wacky stunt. So we found this, and I think it's perfect. Austrians are taking part in the new internet challenge called...
What?
The Cow Kiss Challenge.
No.
They're photographing themselves French kissing cows in pastures.
That's disgusting. That's like animal cruelty.
What do you mean? I believe me, on the scale of things we do to cows, French kissing them is not bad compared to the other stuff. We kind of kill them and chop them up and eat them, don't we? I'm pretty sure a cow like, I'll French kiss anyone all day if you don't kill me.
I don't think they like that very much.
You don't? Oh, well, listen to you. She's being all animal defensive. I don't think the baby cow. We're not going to get him like a cow. We just need a cow.
We're not doing that. It's so gross.
You can't cow kiss?
No.
Hi, this is Gene Simmons from Cow Kiss.
Always look right.
What would the song be? You got to lose your mind in...
Detroit, Cow Kiss City. I remember kissing a cow outside of Cobalt. Paul Stanley's here, too.
Jane, you're going to kiss a cow? That's going to be crazy. Anyway, all right, so if you have a cow, let us know. You can email us, Big Jim.
Yeah, we're not, no.
Oh, we're doing it.
We're not doing that.
Who are we saying hi to?
Oh, ready? Okay, so Redford is our workforce city of the week.
Yes.
My favorite place.
What's that?
Won't you take me near Donut Town?
There's a place in Redford called Donut Town?
Yes, it's Game at on. 5 Mile and Beach Daily.
Okay.
Jeannie and all the regulars there apparently love to rock out with CSX, but the fact that it's called Donut Town.
That's greatness. Now, I just want to see if we can figure out a way to do a video from Chateau Vert this week in Redford.
No.
What do you mean, no? Whatever. She's so sensitive this morning.
Now just behave.
Okay. Hey. Let me give you all a big cow kiss. There you go.
Wouldn't it be like all sloppy sounding though? Like.
I'll wear that on tape. Julene's next. We're done. That's it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.